This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Hello, everyone, and welcome again to the Happy Station Show, broadcasting to listeners in North America on the 31-meter band at 9955 kilohertz. Keith Powell with you for the next 55 minutes on this July 30th, 2009. So, good morning to you, or I should say actually midday, because it's coming up to like almost 12 o'clock in about an hour or so. So, good morning, good afternoon, and if you're just waking up, you're very lucky. And if you're just going to bed right now, either you're very unlucky because you had to work all night and you had to work a shift until like 10 o'clock, or you're also very lucky because you had a night out in the town or something. So, whatever way, good luck, good luck, good luck. Also, hello to listeners in Europe who are listening to the web stream at www.wrmi.net. So good afternoon to you. We actually have a number of things to get to today, as well as some information for some upcoming special programs. So stay tuned for that. Let's kick off right away with a little piece of music by an American who now lives in Germany. Well, he's been living in Germany for probably 50 years. His name is Bill Ramsey, and he was a big superstar in Germany and still is today, going back to the late 1950s. In more recent years, the last 20 years or so, he's been doing a lot of jazz. So we're going to take a listen to a recording that he did for the ZDF television network in Germany. Here's Bill Ramsey and Indiana.
Back home again in Indiana, and the things that I
can see that clinic and light, well, shining so bright, took those sycamores to me. The Devon hay, with all its fragrance through those fields that I used to roam. When I dream about that moonlight on the ball bash, when I dream about my Indiana home, chitty bop, chitty bop, chitty bop, room, zap, do ba da ba do ba do ba 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 do 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 do. Sycamores to me, the new mown hay with all of its fragrance to those fields that I used to roam. When I dream about that moonlight on the Wabash, when I dream about my Indiana home, yeah. When I'm thinking about the moonlight shining on the Wabash River, people thinking about my Indiana home, yeah. When I dream about that moonlight on the Wabash, when I dream about my Indiana home.
Bill Ramsey and right. Indiana, and hello, of course, to all you listeners in Indiana. Some of you have written me emails before, so we do know that we're reaching your part of the United States. Let's now say hello to the following people who joined up to the Facebook page. Hello to David Brooks, Rick O'Shea, Scott Guthrie, and Cruz de Sur. They all joined up to the Facebook page, which is very easy to do. If you're already signed up to Facebook, do a search for The Happy Station Show, click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. So it's very, very, very easy. Now, I said earlier, we actually have a number of things to get to. A lot of people have been asking if we are going to do another program that we did a while ago called Happy Station's Tribute to DXers. Well, the answer is yes, We are, and yes, it's coming up, and yes, it's very soon. The second program in that series, which is going to be called Happy Station's Tribute to DXers Part 2, is going to air on August 13th at 1500 hours UTC. That's the transmission at 1500 UTC on 99955 kilohertz in the 31 meter band. And I have a lot of interesting subjects on that show. As you know, the first one that we did a while ago, on which aired on June 4th, we talked about the jamming, which comes from China. This time we're going to talk about jamming from the former Soviet Union with a former Minister of Communications from the Republic of Lithuania. Simon Mason, the author of a book called Secret Signals, is going to join us to talk about spy number stations, which should be very 2, 3, 5, 5, 6, Alpha, Bravo, Alpha, 2, 3, 3, 5, 6. If you have a code book, you can figure it out. And also, we're going to bring you the full interview that I did with Jerry Berg, who wrote those three books about the history of international broadcasting. And that is going to be Happy Station's Tribute to DXers Part 2 on August the 13th. And you can listen to that also via the web stream for WRMI, which is www.wrmi.net at the time that I just mentioned. That program is also going to be broadcast to Tawa and Redwood, New Zealand on August the 15th and will be on air at 10 hours UTC. And the web stream for that is www.worldfm.co.nz. So check it out. We also have a number of other special programs coming up. One actually that kind of just happened by accident. I was surfing around the internet and came across a video of a guy clutching to an antenna, a very high antenna, wearing kind of a, you know, tuxedo. I think he was wearing a top hat and tails, singing a song about ham radio. Very unusual, I know. I did a bit of research and found out it's a group called the Ham Band. And I'll be joined by Andrew and Lisa in Denmark, who wrote all the songs and performed them. That's going to be on an upcoming show in the month of August, as well as a number of other ones as well, which I will keep under my hat for the moment. All right, time now for more music. We're going to take a listen to the Afro-Cuban All-Stars with Gloria here on the Happy Station, broadcasting to North America. We'll be right back. The Afro-Cuban All-Stars and Gloria here on La Estación de la Alegría para todos nuestros amigos desde Estados Unidos, Canadá y también de México, Venezuela, la Caribe, otras partes de América Latina. Another special program, by the way, that I want to talk about that we have coming up on August the 6th. Well, it's actually two shows, the one at 100 and 1500 UTC. Those two shows will be recorded in Japan at the radio studios of NHK. Not the external service, Radio Japan, but just the domestic service. I have to be in Japan that week to do a TV series, which is a very odd thing. And maybe one day when I get back, we'll talk about it. Maybe, or maybe not, because it's just too strange. So this show that you're listening to right now is actually is also recorded in advance for the reason that the week before heading to Tokyo, I have to go to Hong Kong and Singapore for a bit. So we recorded the show in advance, and something strange happened yesterday, which was Friday before we recorded the show that you're listening to right now. I got home, it was maybe around 10 or 10:30 at night. Got up to my floor, and I live on a rooftop, and I have the whole area to myself. So I opened the door after I got out of the lift for my big my balcony and my garden and everything. Put the light on so I can see where I was going, and also to put the key in the door. Well, to my shock, and I would also say horror, I had, and I'm not kidding, between 15 and 20 rats on my balcony. Now, I have been living in Taiwan for a long time. I lived in China for 8 years, and I've lived in many other countries, and never in my life have I ever seen that many rats together at one time. So as soon as they heard my noise, they kind of ran away and hid behind plants and everything. And then I let my dogs out, and then it was all pandemonium for the rats. They went through every single pipe and everything and disappeared. And my dogs had a fun time chasing them, and that was it. And like I said, I've never seen that many rats together at one time. And for the longest time, for having lived in Taiwan for a long time, I've also never seen even rats in the street. But basically, what had happened is the day before, my street was undergoing some construction. They were putting in a new sewage system and a new water system. And basically, when they were doing all this work, the rats that were maybe just living in the sewer, well, they heard the noise and everything and ran into the buildings. Because I talked to my neighbor, who is a woman who lives a few doors down, and she said, same thing happened to her. She got home, and she lives on the second floor, and she said in her hallway, there were rats everywhere, and they've never come back. She also has a dog. She said after I think they realized there was a dog there that was barking and making all kinds of noise, they never came back. But that was just the most oddest thing, and kind of disgusting, actually. Now, I'm not afraid of rats or anything like that, because in many ways, if you think about it, rats are extremely intelligent. You know, the rats and cockroaches will survive all of us. You know, they're very intelligent, but nevertheless, I still don't want them, you know, living on my balcony. Very, ugh, you know. Anyway, time for more music. Here's the theme to Burke's Law, performed by the Liberty Orchestra. We'll be right back. the Liberty Orchestra and the theme song to Burke's Law. And our email address, for those who don't know it already, or if you're tuning in for the very first time, and I have to say, I'm very happy that we actually have a lot of new listeners to the Happy Station. When I say new listeners, listeners who had never even heard of the original program on Radio Netherlands. People that maybe only started listening to shortwave in the last few years. So hello to you as well. So anyway, we're going to take a listen to a little music. When we come back, we are going to go to our mail call and get to some of the letters that came in. And Kevin Lee in the control room is nodding up and down, saying that Kevin has just showed him a list of show. Lift it up, lift it up. There we go. Let me see. Does it match? Yes, it matches. All the ones that we are reading today have had your QSL card sent to you. What is the date today? Today is the 24th of July. You sent them out 23rd. Okay, good. So everybody should be getting them very soon. So we're going to have a little bit more music when we come back. We'll get to our mail call. Here's Leonard Cohen. And don't worry, it's not like, you know, him moaning or something like that. This is actually a great song. It was a big international hit for him from maybe 20 years ago. Leonard Cohen, First We Take Manhattan, Then We Take Berlin, here on The Happy Station.
To 20 years of boredom for trying to change the system from within. I'm coming now, I'm coming to reward them. First, we take Manhattan, then we take Berlin. I'm guided by a signal in the heavens. I'm guided by this birthmark on my skin. I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons. First, we take Manhattan, then we take Berlin. You're worried that I just might win. You know the way to stop me, but you don't have the discipline. How many nights I prayed for this, to let my work begin. First, we take Manhattan, then we take Berlin. I don't like your fashion business, mister, and I don't like these drugs that keep you thin. I don't like what happened to my sister. First, we take Manhattan, then we take Berlin. The monkey and the plywood violin. I practice every night. Now I'm ready. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Remember me, I used to live for music. Remember me, I brought your groceries in. Well, it's Father's Day and everybody's wounded. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin.
The incredible Leonard Cohen with First We Take Manhattan, Then We Take Berlin from my hometown of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And I actually ran into him a few times when I was living in Montreal many, many years ago. He used to go to this famous bagel shop in an area of Montreal called Le Plateau de Montréal. And I used to run into him a few times there. And he is so friendly. It is quite amazing. Very, very nice guy. All right. Well, let's now get to our mail call. All right. Okay, now time to get to some letters that have come in. The first one that we have here is from José Prou from Quebec, Canada. She listens to this program at 1500 UTC. She said she listens a few different ways. First, on shortwave itself. But she says they've just installed some new power lines, which they have been testing, but she says there's actually quite a bit of interference from that, so she can't always listen on shortwave, but she also listens to the web stream of WRMI. Okay, well, José, your QSL card is on the way, and thank you very much for tuning in. A letter here from Toby Hart in Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, who was asking about when I will have some shortwave frequencies for Europe. This is a question that we're getting quite frequently from our listeners in the United Kingdom and also other parts of Europe. Toby, as well as everybody else who was asking that question, this is an ongoing thing, and I have been very busy at negotiating. Now, it's not that I can't get a frequency. The problem is getting the time that I want, and a time that is more convenient for listeners. Now, one of the relays that I was talking to, they said, oh, we have a lot of airtime. You can have 3 hours UTC. And I'm like, that's not really good, is it? Anytime between 3 hours UTC and 10 hours UTC. And I went, not really what I was hoping for, because the times that I'm looking for are between 20 and 22 hours UTC, because that would be more convenient for listening. So I am pushing them to get a time slot clear that I want and not one that I don't want. And he also goes on to add, would also be on medium wave or short wave. I'm actually looking to medium wave to Europe, but when I put a call out to some members of the British DX Club, and I asked them about medium wave transmissions from a site that I'm planning on using in Lithuania. They said the medium wave is not really good, but shortwave will be better. So more than likely, it will be shortwave. All right, let's now cross to Terry McGowan, who lives in Portland, Maine. He first started listening to Happy Station in the 1980s when Tom Meyer was recording the program. And he wants to know what Tom is up to nowadays. Tom, despite the fact that he is retired, kind of retired, but when I communicate with him, it seems that he's busier than he was when he was hosting Happy Station. So it's not really retirement. And he's very, very busy. So he's keeping busy, he's fit, he's well, and everything else. And our final one that we're going to use now is from Stephen McCluskey in the United States of America. And he was asking about something that he heard recently about a special program that I'm planning to do at the end of the year. Now, it's something that I didn't announce on the show. There's a web blog which is run by Glenn Hauser. It's a Yahoo group. And I put something on there a while ago saying that at the end of the year, on December 31st, I was planning to do a two-hour edition of Happy Station at 1500 UTC. So I'm going to make the announcement on the show right now. Yes, the two shows for the end of this year, to end off this year at 1500 UTC, will be 2 hours each. And we are also going to have some wonderful prizes for that show as well, and a very interesting contest, which is going to be kind of a... You remember the old days of the Easter hug, the Easter hunt contest? Like that, but with a difference. Not an Easter egg, of course, because it's not Easter, but a different contest where listeners will have to figure out something. Now, I don't want to say exactly what it is, because if I said exactly what it is, I could just picture people right now going to the internet and doing some research to find out what it possibly is. And I don't want to do that right now, but stay tuned to the show because I will be announcing that later on. Now, of course, there's a lot of letters that we couldn't get into our mail call, because if we were to use all the letters, well, that would be an entire show in itself. But Johan has assured me that all the QSL cards that have been, for everybody that wrote in either by snail mail or email, has been sent out. And I have to say, it's a great help having Johan doing this, because when I was doing it, because I'm busy with so many other things, I was a bit lazy sometimes to go to the post office right away. But he has been doing it. As soon as something comes in, the QSL is off the following day. That's how efficient he is. So Johan, thank you very much. Anyway, our postal address is the following: Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, section 1, Sanmin Road, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And I didn't mention Banqiao in there, but I'll say it a bit slower. Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, lane, L-A-N-E, 31, lane, 31, section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N, 1, section 1, Sanmin Road, S-A-N like Norman, M like mother, I like Ivan, N like Norman Road, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, that's B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC, which stands for Republic of China, and the postal code is 22070. And the P.O. box, by the way, is coming very soon. I know I keep saying that, but you know, sometimes it's the kind of thing, like you ask someplace, they say, oh, it's coming next week, and then they go, oh, it's been delayed for this, that, and the other problem. So I'm just going to say it's coming up very soon, because I don't want to hear the excuses about why we don't have it yet. Postal services around the world, I think, are pretty much the same. But anyway, all right, time for more music. Let's now take a listen to Peter Alexander, who's originally from Austria. very well-known entertainer and singer and actor in the German-speaking world. Great baritone voice. Here he is with the German version of Help Yourself on The Happy Station.
Na? Die Liebe ist ein Festmenü. Es ist serviert, ich warte auf sie. Und wenn sie kommt, dann sag ich please. Nimm dir das, nimm dir dies. Heute soll ein Festtag sein. Von all der Liebe, die ich hab, geb ich mit Freuden Lebens ab. Und was bis heute ein Wunschtraum war, ist nun klipp, ist nun klar, und es ist wunderbar. Komm und bedien dich bei mir, denn mein Herz und was dazu gehört, ist dein. Komm und bedien dich bei mir, denn ich weiß, ich werd mit dir im Himmel sein. Es ist noch grün, unser Glück, doch ich spür, ich bleibe dir für immer treu. Komm und bedien dich bei mir, du wirst sehen, die Welt ist schöner für uns zwei. Lad dich ein und du sagst yes. Und zum Dessert gibt's Happiness. Dann kommt der Clou, es finden sich du und ich, ich und du. Die Musik spielt dazu. Komm und bedien dich bei mir, denn mein Herz und was dazu gehört, ist dein. Komm und bedien dich bei mir, denn ich weiß, ich werd mit dir im Himmel sein. Es ist noch grün, unser Glück, doch ich spür, ich bleibe dir für immer treu. Komm und bedien dich bei mir, und du wirst sehen, die Welt ist schöner für uns zwei.
Peter Alexander and Help Yourself here on The Happy Station. And now some information about a fascinating DX website.
Hi, my name's Colin Newell and I'm the editor and creator of DXer.ca. Since the mid-90s, DXer.ca has been the go-to website for timely resources for the DXer, SWL, and broadcast listener. If you're looking for unbiased reviews of the most modern receivers and antennas, or are interested in participating in some of the more lively online forums all about radio, then come on by. DXer.ca, a world band radio website.
Check them out online. The web URL is www.dxer.ca. That's dxer.ca. And you'll find me there as well occasionally, and you can chat with me and read some of the messages that I post there as well. All right, now time for more music. Let's take a listen to Tom Meyer. We played a version of the song in Dutch. We're now going to play another version in Spanish. It's called Barquito de Papel here on The Happy Station.
Barquito de papel, sin nombre, sin patrón y sin bandera, navegando sin timón, donde la corriente quiera. Aventurero audaz, jinete de papel cuadriculado, que mi mano sin pasado sentó a lomos de un canal. Cuando el canal era un río, cuando el estanque era el mar, y navegar era jugar con el viento, era una sonrisa a tiempo, fugándose feliz de país en país. Entre la escuela y mi casa, después el tiempo pasa y te olvidas de aquel barquito de papel. Barquito de papel, en qué extraño arenal han varado tu sonrisa y mi pasado, vestidos de colegial. Cuando el canal era un río, cuando el estanque era el mar, y navegar era jugar con el viento, era una sonrisa a tiempo.
Barquito de papel.
Tom Meyer and Barquito de Papel with the Seis Small Orchestra, recorded in 1980. Earlier on, I said one of my upcoming guests on the show is going to be a group called The Ham Band, made up of a husband and wife couple from Denmark. Back many years ago, something like, I think, more than 15 years ago, they recorded a CD of songs about ham radio, and they released it, and I interviewed them because the CD is quite fascinating. I mean, it's an interesting subject matter for songs, you know. So interviewed them, and I put a notice up on a message board that I'm going to have them on the show, and I was surprised at how many people responded saying they had that CD. Yeah. So we're going to take a listen to them right now. This is the song, actually, which you can see the video to on YouTube, where Andrew was holding on to an antenna so many meters up. It's called Monday Evening Gray Line, The Ham Band, here on The Happy Station.
Well, I woke up Monday evening with the VKs and the ZLs booming in. Way down there, it's Tuesday morning. There's the dateline in between. 2 whole days of talking to what seemed to be 100,000 friends. Was it really worth it? Well, I guess that it depends. On the Monday evening gray line, all the signals 5 and 9. But I don't feel much like talking with my marriage on the line. I should have seen those giveaway signs. I should have listened to her too. Now the Monday evening gray line seems to turn from gray to blue. Well, it's time to think it over. Yes, it's time to pull that big switch on the wall. A hangover was never half as bad, at least as far as I recall. Better make a go of picking up the broken pieces of my life. Bitter words were spoken, I feel the twisting of the knife. On the Monday evening grey line, all the signals 5 and 9. But I don't feel much like talking with my marriage on the line. I should have seen those giveaway signs. I should have listened to her too. Now the Monday evening grey line seems to turn from grey to blue. On the Monday evening grey line, all the signals 5 and 9. But I don't feel much like talking with my marriage on the line. I should have seen those giveaway signs. I should have listened to her too. Now the Monday evening grey line seems to turn from grey to blue. Now the Monday evening grey line seems to turn from grey to blue.
The Ham Band with Monday Evening Grey Line here on the Happy Station. And that, of course, is our last song on today's show. Amazing how time just flew by today, as it always is, as it always does. And actually, it flies by a lot faster in the studio, even though we have to record 4 shows in 1 week and we record them all at one time. The time just kind of flies by because we take little like 10, 15 minute breaks in between each. And so we like, you know, pump them out, crank. But I have to admit, sometimes it comes to like doing the last one. We record the last one for Indonesia, and half the time I'm talking and I have no idea what I'm saying. And I think the listeners who are tuning in are going, what is he saying? That makes no sense because it sounds like gobbledygook, you know. All right. Once again, our address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And if you didn't have time to write that down, you can also log on to the website for WRMI at www.wrmi.net and click on the Happy Station and you'll find all the information there to get in touch with me. And our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Now, before we go, I want to remind you again that next week, the 6th of August, the two programs at 100 and 1500 UTC will be coming to you from Japan, Tokyo. And they're going to be recorded at the studios of NHK. And the shows are going to be quite fun because we're going to be playing a lot of music of Japanese artists singing in English. Japanese artists singing popular American and British songs, as well as British and European and American singers singing in Japanese. Yes, you heard me correct. They're going to be singing in Japanese, their hearts out as well. It was a popular thing to do in the 1960s, and many singers did, and something actually that a lot of people who may be fans of those singers had no idea. Quite fascinating. So that is going to be on the program for August the 6th to 2009 at 1500 UTC. So, on behalf of our technician Kevin Nee, our production assistant Johan Baker, this is Keith Parent all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.